So Helen, what do you say about recycling and the importance of it for towns and cities and the benefits it can be for towns and cities and everyone living in the towns and cities and doing it and everyone playing their part in recycling?
Recycling is very important, without doubt. And it would be really good if our council had a better way of us being able to recycle. If the recycling centres were open longer hours at Christmas time, they didn't open at 12 o'clock one day. You know, so there has to be more infrastructure put in for that to happen. I mean, you look around St George's Market, it's only this year that they've installed the recycling bins for people to use, and they're not being used properly. So we have a big issue about people thinking recycling is going to be the saviour of it all. What is going to be the saviour of it all is that we don't generate that much waste. And that's where people need to take another step back. So it's all right saying, I recycle, but if everything you buy in your shopping is all wrapped in plastic or has plastic containers in it, how exactly is that being recycled? You may put it in the recycle bin, but what is actually happening to it in that process? And how much of it is actually being recycled, or is it being burnt, or is it being sent off to another country?
Would you also say it's important, Helen, to take initiative so that whenever people recycle, they think like, they think about their own responsibility for recycling and they don't think, well, recycling's for others or recycling's there. So they take home what can be recycled and put it in and not be just waiting and just discarding it somewhere and just like.
Oh yeah, I mean, we all have our
part to play, and we should all be taking superior initiative and encouraging facilities to be used and using the facilities correctly.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the big things when we talk about climate change. And it's about system change, and it's about not just the infrastructure systems of governments and countries. It's us ourselves. We need to take responsibility. If we stop buying stuff that has plastic, it's wrapped in plastic, that's, you know, then that's what's going to make the other companies, the shops and the retails and the manufacturers, they're going to change their outlook on it as well.
So it's all preventing it being made in the first place,
There has to be an element of it where we just say, no, that this is enough, and it actually really does come down to individuals. Was it more individuals who reject the plastic in the supermarket will change how the supermarkets then sell their goods? And then, you know, that. So when we talk about all this thing about the climate change, people feel it's outside of their control. It's very much in your control, because it's very much down to individual actions. And the more we can consolidate those individual actions, the greater power that has to make it the bigger changes.
Would you also feel that it's important, like with, we're talking about years to come, like 2030, 2045, 2050, like certain areas will be reducing their carbon footprint, but now is the time that we should be reducing our carbon footprint, and so by preventing the CO2 getting in the atmosphere, it's better than dealing with it when it does get there?
Absolutely. I mean, we have had successions of governments who talk about climate change and carbon footprint and all. But, I mean, look at the government in England at the minute. It's just bailed out an airline that won't pay, that say they haven't got the money to pay their tax duty, and the government have bailed them out. So, I mean, they're also then, their target is 2050 for reducing carbon or being carbon negative or whatever. And that's just not good enough.
So if
they're not going to move and they're not going to prioritise it, and their whole economy is based on value, money, monetary value, that's the shift. It has to be about environmental value. And I think once that happens and people try to shift more along that there line, then people, you know, we're in a better place, because flying is grand. We're not going to eliminate flying altogether. But if you've got an airline that's doing cheap flights all around the place, and a lot of them are local and just within the UK, why isn't there a proper train system? Why don't they put the energies into the train system so that which is better for carbon footprint?
But also as well, do you not feel that the reduced carbon footprint, like now would be the time to start utilising renewable energy? So like we're generating energy that doesn't put the CO2 in the atmosphere in the first place, like using solar power, using wind power, and using it in the cities and towns and cities. So does that mean the towns and cities aren't putting out too much?
Absolutely. I mean, that is the way forward, obviously, in the regenerative energies. And I know that last year there was a community group wanting to put solar power on their community hall, and they couldn't because the grid was already full. The capacity in terms of what we can take from renewable energies into our grid has already reached full capacity. Councils need to be looking at things like that. The minute I feel the councils are just chasing the money, tourist money, chasing that rather than actually providing for the environment. That would be the biggest attraction of all.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, Helen.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Okay.